This chazar zeichen the shabbat chetz v'shvag v'vam yehudim zechet askit and daf ayin beis. Zok the mission of a husband tells his wife, "This is your get if I die, or this is your get from this illness, or this is your get after my death." The get is possible because the get would not take effect until after his death, and there's no concept of a get after the death of the husband. However, if he says, "This is your get from today if I die, or from now if I die," the get is valid. If he said, "This is your get from today and after my death," it's a suffix get, and therefore, if the husband then dies without children, she does chalitza, but may not do yibam. If he said, "This is your get from today if I die from this illness," and he then got better and went out to the market, but then became sick and died, we have to assess whether he died from the original illness, in which case it would be a get, or from a different illness, in which case it would not be a get. From the beginning of the Mishnah, we see that the phrase "if I die" refers to after death, but from the next part of the Mishnah, where he says, "From today if I die," we see that it means before death, because if he meant after death, it would be a suffix get, as stated in the next part of the Mishnah. But he said, "If I die" can mean before death or after death, depending on the context in which it is used. Therefore, when he says from today, it means from before death. Mishnah said, "Ze giteich imati loyamar klum." Rafuna said she would still need to do chalitza if the husband were to die childless. In fact, the Mishnah says that the get has no effect, which should mean that she doesn't even have to do that she can even do yibum. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means that the get is ineffective with regard to the rest of the world and she remains married to her husband. However, if he dies, she's considered divorced to the point that we won't allow him to do yibum. We won't allow the yavam to do yibum. In fact, since the next part of the Mishnah says that she may only do chalitza, this suggests that in this part of the Mishnah, she may even do yibum. Whereas, and for the Gemara, our Mishnah follows the view of the Rabbanan, who say that the get is only valid retroactively if he says it should take effect from today. Rav Huna holds like Rav Yossi, who says that when a person dates a document, the date is the equivalent of him saying from today. Since the get is dated, even if he does not say from today, it takes effect as if he has said so. In fact, if he's following Rav Yossi, the woman should be considered fully divorced and she should not need chalitza either. You can't say that Rav Huna was unsure whether we pass on Rav Yossi because we find that he had Rav Nachman ask Rabbi Bar Avuha whether we pass on Rav Yossi and was told that we do, which would suggest that he also held like Rav Yossi. Rav Huna was unsure whether Rabbi Yossi said a shita only when the condition, meaning when he says when I die, was written in the document next to the date. However, in the case of the get, the condition was said orally, and maybe in that case Rabbi Yossi would say that the date does not mean that he wants the document to take effect retroactively. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yossi says a shita even when dealing with a get where the condition was oral. So Rav Huna knew that Rabbi Yossi said that, but he did not know whether we pass him like Rabbi Yossi in this type of case or not. In fact, we find that Rava said that we do pass him like Rabbi Yossi even in this case. We said Rava felt that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi in this case, but Rav Huna was unsure whether we pass him like him in this case or not. Others say that Rav Huna was referring to the part of the Mishnah where the husband said, "Here is your get after death," in which case the Mishnah said the get is pasul. On that, Rav Huna said that according to Rabbi Yossi, she would need chalitza if the husband then died childless. In fact, remember this pshita, because the Rabbanan say that when the husband says, "This is your get from now and after my death," she would need chalitza. And the only point of Machalekos Rabbi Yossi is that he says that the date takes the place of saying from now. So according to him, even if he only said, "Here is your get after death," it would be the same case, and she would need chalitza. Mar said, we find that Rebbe argues with the Rabbanan and says that in the case where he says from today, it's a valid get, not a suffix as the Rabbanan said. We would think that maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees with the principle of Rebbe and holds that when the get is dated, the get is a certain get, not a suffix get, a vada get. And Rav Huna therefore teaches that Rabbi Yossi holds it's a suffix, and therefore chalitza would be required. The Mishnah said, "Ze giteich mehayoyim imati mechoyli ze ve'omad v'chulu." Rav Huna said the halachas of a get are like those of a gift, in the sense that just as if a seriously ill person gives a get and he then recovers, he may take the gift back, so too, if this person gave a get and then he then recovers, he may take the get back also. Just as when such a person instructs to write a get, we give it without being instructed to actually give it, so too regarding the gift of such a person, if he says to give it without saying to be kind of it, we give it to the person anyway. In fact, our Mishnah said that if a person gives a get and says, "This is your get from today, if I die from this illness," and he then recovers and then becomes sick again and dies, we need to assess. If he died from the original sickness, the get is valid. If not, it's not valid. Now, according to what Rav Huna just said, as soon as he recovers, the get should be bottled. So why do we have to assess him at all? So Mara, the son of Rav Yosef, in the name of Rava, said, the case of the Mishnah is where he went from one illness straight into the next without recovering in between. In that case, Rav Huna would agree that the get is valid. In fact, the Mishnah clearly says that he recovered. The Mara says it means that he recovered from one illness only to be caught in the second illness. In fact, the Mishnah says he walked out into the market. The Mara says it means he walked with his cane but never fully recovered from the first illness. The Mishnah is teaching that if he recovered enough to go out and walk with a cane, then we need to assess which illness was the cause of the death. However, if he remained bedridden from the first illness, we don't even have to assess and can assume that it was the first illness that killed him. In fact, maybe we should learn from this that if a seriously ill person gave a gift and then went from being ill with one illness to being ill with another illness, the gift remains in effect. Mara says, yes, we actually can learn that. In fact, Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rav clearly says this. The Mara says the Rabbi and Rava both argue in Rav Huna and say that if a seriously ill person gives a get and then recovers. The get remains in effect as a gzeira derabbanan, so that people not say a get takes effect after a person has died. Pekmar can be that the raisa get becomes bottled, but because of a gzeira derabbanan, we say the get is not bottled. The Gemara says yes, because all kedushin is done subject to will of the rabbanan. And in this case, the rabbanan retroactively uproot the kedushin between the man and the woman, thereby making her mutter to marry anybody. Ravini asked Rav Ashi, that seems possible to say when the kedushin was done with money, because rabbanan hefker bezin hefker, they have the power to disown one of the money and therefore say that the money given as kedushin was actually a simple gift, thereby making that the kedushin never took place. However, in the case where the kedushin was done with bia, how can the rabbanan say that kedushin never took place? Mar said yes, we say the same thing, because we say that the Rabbanan consider the bia that was done to be an act of znus and not an act of kedushin.